Okay, today's shiur is Daf Lamed Vav. We're going to start on Lamed Hey Amud Beis, a couple lines from the bottom. Gufa. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, v'chein Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan. Shemen Zayis, if somebody drinks olive oil, v'vachon l'bar priyates. The bracha is bar priyates. Ask the Gemara, Hechidami, exactly what is the story? Ilay mit the kashasilei, somebody's drinking olive oil straight, azuki mazikle. That's damaging. The Tanya, Hashosh Hashemah Shal Truma. We know that Truma is what's taken off and given to the Kohen. The halach is that a Zar, anybody besides a Kohen, is not allowed to drink. So if somebody drinks Shem of Truma, so Mishalm Sakaran, he has to pay back the Kohen the principal of what he took. But he doesn't have to add a fifth. Why doesn't he have to add a fifth? Because it's really not considered having drunk something that's drinkable. However, asach shemen shel truma, somebody anoints himself with shemen of truma, their halacha is mishalm sakaran, mishalm sakhaimish. He pays the karen, the principal, and the extra fifth. Why does he pay the extra fifth? Because it's considered a normal usage. So you see that drinking olive oil is not considered drinking. So what's the question of making a bracha? Answers the Gemara, you're right. The kalacha le ayidei pas. He takes the olive oil with bread. Ask the Gemara, yehoche havle pas ikar. So the main thing is the bread is what you're really eating. V'hu tafel. And the olive oil is just subordinate to the bread. V'tanan, we learned the Mishnah. It's going to be a concept that we're going to constantly speak about in this parable. Zah klal, kol shu ikav imay tefela. Whenever you have a food, and with that food, there's something else that is just subordinate to it. V'varach al ikav, you make a bracha on the main food, or paitis a tefela. So what's the question that you should make a bracha on the olive oil? There's no question. The olive oil is not the main thing. The bread is the main thing. So, it's important as we talk about ikar and tafel, to let's try to understand this concept and think about it as we learn the perek, see how we could understand this halacha. There are two ways of understanding the halacha of ikar and tafel. One way of learning ikar tafel is that the bracha on the ikar also takes care of the tafel. Or another way of understanding it is that where you have an ikar tafel, there is no requirement to make a bracha on a tafel. What would be a nafkamina? There are a number of nafkaminas. The most obvious nafkamina is as follows. The classical case of ikar tafel is herring with a cracker. Somebody's eating herring, but he doesn't want to eat it itself. It's sharp or whatever. So he takes along a cracker. So you only have to make a bracha on the herring, not on the cracker. Let's say somebody ate the herring and he did not make a bracha on the cracker. And now he's eating the cracker straight up. Does he have to make a bracha or not? If you'll say that the bracha on the herring patters the bracha on the cracker, but here he didn't make a bracha on the herring, so we'd have to make a bracha on the cracker. If you however say that in a case of an ikav tafel, there's no requirement to make a bracha, there's no chiv to make a bracha, so there's no chiv to make a bracha on the cracker, even though you didn't make a bracha on the herring. That's one example. Another example is as follows. The halach is, we're going to learn the Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph, that if somebody drinks wine, he doesn't have to make a bracha on any other, and he makes a bari priya gofen, he doesn't have to make a bracha on any other liquids that he's going to drink in that meal, on any other beverages. So somebody had wine, and now he's going to have soda, a coffee, whatever. And with the coffee, the best example is with the coffee, he's going to have sugar. So why don't you have to make a bracha on the sugar normally? Because it's subordinate to the coffee. But here you're not making a bracha on the coffee. You made a bracha on the wine. So what do we say? And then, if you think about it, it may be a shayla, the Chasam Sofer talks about this, Pesach by night. It comes maror, we don't make a bracha on the...
Not having the sugar in your coffee.
Right, so the Mishnah Berurah gives the Eitzah, what Rabbi Neuberger said. The Mishnah Berurah's Eitzah is, don't eat the sugar with the coffee, take a bite of the sugar alone, then for sure you have to make a shahakel, and you have no shayla. But where do you have the shayla? Pesach by night. You dip the maror in the charoisis. You don't make a bracha on the maror. Why don't you make a bracha on the maror? Because you already said it by karpas. So you're not going to make a new bracha on the maror. But so normally, if you made a hadoma on the maror, you wouldn't have to make a bracha on the charoisis because it's tuffle to the maror. But here you're not making a bracha on the maror. So why don't you have to make a bracha on the charoisis? So there's really two answers to that. Nobody makes a bracha on shakel. I'm not suggesting anybody should on the charoisis. Why not? First of all, because you really didn't make a bracha on the maror. The bracha that you make on the karpas, it's not that you're not making a bracha on the maror. You already have in mind that should cover the maror. And another reason is that the maror is eaten after the mitzi matzah. So even though normally you don't have maror as part of your meal, but in Pesach by night it is part of the meal. You have to have it. So therefore it's subsumed under the hamitzi. But the Chasam Sofer asks it for a shayla. So again, we'll remember what are the concepts for Ikar and Tefil. Back to our Gemara. What's going on? What's the case of the olive oil? Says the Gemara, the Kashas Layalde Nigrin. He put the olive oil into a drink called a Nigrin. Don Rav Bashmul, a Nigra. What is a Nigra? Mai the Silka. It's some sort of a juice that's primarily beet, cooked beets. Then there was another drink, and Sigrin. What's in Sigrin? Mai the Kulishalt. All types of vegetables. Ask tomorrow if you put the olive oil into the nigrin, it can have like a nigrin ikr. So the main thing you're drinking here is that nigrin. The shuffle tuffle, and the shemen is only a tuffle. But tonight we just spoke about the Mishnah. The zakla kosher ikr v'may tfeila mevarach aleko paitas tfeila. So what's the question? Why would you have to make a bracha on the olive oil? Answers the Gemara: Hachem my skinin b'chayshish begroinay. Somebody has a sore throat, and they used to take olive oil for sore throat. So the main thing is that you're really taking that nigrin, not as an anigrin, you're taking that nigrin because you want to have something for your sore throat. The Tanya, the halacha is, let's just say one quick hagdama, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take medicine. Why? Because shchika samamonim. If you're going to take medicine, there's a gzera drabonim, you may make the medicine. Therefore, not only something which is a pure medicine, anything that you take as a medicine, as a food, as a medicine, where it's obvious that you're taking it as a medicine, you're not allowed to take on Shabbos. So if you're going to gargle with olive oil, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, because it's obvious that you're doing it for your sore throat. If, on the other hand, you drink olive oil, which we said you can't drink, you put it into the nigrin, even if you let it sit in your throat a little, and then swallow it, as long as you're swallowing it, then it's not obvious that it's for a medicine, and it's mutter. The Tanya, it says the Braisa, somebody has a sore throat, you can't gargle with it on Shabbos because of refuah. You put a lot of oil into that nigrin, and that you saw, and you drink that nigrin, even if you let it swivel around your mouth, your throat first, and it's fine as long as you swallow it. So Rashi learns the Gemara literally, that you have to have a majority of oil. If it's not mostly oil, then this is not shemen. Other Rishonim say that even if it's not mostly oil, but since your kavana here is oil, that's what you want, it doesn't have to be the roif. So that's the quays that we're talking about, that somebody drank the nigrin, he has a sore throat, and shemen, let's say like Rashi, is the majority, what bracha you make? And we started the Gemara, that you make bar priates. Ask the Mar Pshita, Father, why shouldn't you make a bar priates? Answers the Gemara, Madutay Mekivin l'rufuka mechavin. He's not drinking this because he wants to drink olive oil. He's drinking because he needs it for a fool. And therefore, like liver chalei klal, there should be no responsibility to make a bracha at all. Kamash malon. Kim disle hanomine, since he has hanor, boy bruchi. So he has to make a bracha. So Tosfos over here speaks about a very fundamental shayla. Do you have to make a bracha on medicine? So Tosfos says, the second Tosfos, v'nir advar, dem adam shoysim shmashkim. Somebody's drinking beverages. That he doesn't have any hanor, he doesn't have to make a bracha. But if he enjoys what he's drinking, then he has to make a bracha. So obviously, if somebody's taking a medicine that doesn't have a good taste, and he's not taking shleike d'achachili, just swallowing a pill, you certainly don't have to make a bracha. But what's going to be the halach if somebody's swallowing cough syrup? Or somebody's taking a cough drop? So it's a refuah, but it has a good taste. If you learn Tosfos simply, it seems that you would have to make a bracha. So what's the halacha? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach paskens that you don't make a bracha medicine. Why not? He says Tosfos is talking about olive oil, which is a food. It's a food item. Just it's a food item that I'm eating for a refuah, but it's a food. Something which is not a food, even though it's good tasting, you don't make a bracha. And that's why he says you don't make a bracha on medicine. The truth of the matter is, this shaila, or what bracha you make if you have a no, you don't have a no, has a lot of ramifications. Let's think about a few shailas. One shaila is going to be Yom Kippur. Somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur. He's sick. Does he make a bracha? He has to eat, but he doesn't want to eat. Or another shaila, a diabetic. A diabetic is not allowed to eat cake or candy or sweets. Does a diabetic make a bracha if he cheats and he eats some cake? does he make a bracha? He does have anah, it's damaging to him. It's like the olive oil, which is mazik. Do you make a bracha or not? Or, common question, you have a child. Somebody has a child. Child doesn't want to eat. The parents force him to eat. Do you make a bracha or not? He doesn't have anah. So it seems to me that you have to make some sort of a klal. The klal is like this. If something is a food, just because to you it may not be, it may be damaging, but the bottom line is it's a food. A piece of cake is a good food. The diabetic, for him it's damaging, but it's a good food. The food that the person's giving his child is good food. That's why you make a bracha. And the same Yom Kippur. And that's why the halacha is if you have to eat something not kosher even, you still have to make a bracha, because it's a food. When don't you make a bracha? On something which is not a food item. A medicine is not food. Olive oil, the Gemara says, is not food. And therefore, you don't make a bracha. There's only one problem. With the Shulchan Aruch, this works out fine. But the Ramah paskins that achila al-yidei oynus lo shema achila. That if somebody forces you to eat something, then it's not considered achila, you don't have to make a bracha. But the way we're learning, it's a food item. So what's the difference that you forced me? It's still a food item. So perhaps pshat in the Ramah is that not that Ramah is saying that no matter what you eat, it could be as delicious as possible, you don't make a bracha. The Ramah is saying there's another halacha. Let's say you have to eat something not kosher. You have to, because that's the refuah. You have to eat lard. But to you it's repulsive. It's smius. So you don't make a bracha, because you can't make a bracha on something that's smius. Why? Because it's not food. To you it's not food. So perhaps the Ramah is saying, if something is to you so repulsive that you only can eat it because you're forced to eat it, so that makes the food into repulsive, and a repulsive food is not a food. But something which is really a food, you have to eat. It's interesting, Rabbi Yosef says another reason why a diabetic should make a bracha on a piece of cake. He says, when a diabetic's not allowed to eat a piece of cake, what does it mean? He's not allowed to eat a piece of cake, it's not good for him. But the first crumb is not going to do anything to him. And we know that a bracha rishayna, you make even on a crumb. So that's why a bracha rishani you should make no matter what, even if you're diabetic, because the first crumb. But itaka paskins, very interesting psak, that you don't make. He said a bracha achroina, a diabetic that ate a piece of cake, should not make a ala mechia. Or for benching, whatever, because that's not something you should have eaten. Continues the Gemara. Kimcha dechiti. Kimcha dechiti means flour. What does that mean? So it doesn't mean straight flour. Tosfos explains they used to have a food that they used to toast wheat, grind it up and eat it. Rav Huna Amar, what's the bracha on the Bari Pri Adoma? Rav Nachman Amar Shakal Nei B'dvari. Amlei Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav said to Rav Nachman, typical like Rav Yehuda. Don't argue with Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yechon and Shmuel came to say. Both Rav Yechon and Shmuel agree with him. Don't Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. V'chein Amar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yechon. Shem Zayis Mevarchon La Bari Pri Eitz. You make a bracha by preates. Afgav the ishtani, it's no longer an olive, now it's olive oil. Still, the milsekai, it still retains the bracha of by preates. Hachanami afgav the ishtani, even though you ground up this grain, the milsekai. Ask the Gemara, midami, how could you compare the two situations? Hoslam lesle aluya chrina. The only thing you could do with olive is make it into olive oil, if you're going to transform it. Hach isle aluya chrina. Here there's another way of transforming it, and a better way of transforming it. But pass. You could turn it into bread. So perhaps, since it has another way, you don't make the bracha. Ask the Gemara.
According to
Rav
Minu, what bracha would
he say? Shakal. And therefore, since it has another way of transforming it, which is a better way of transforming it, bread is better than ground up flour, you won't make adama on the ground up flour and shakal. Ask the Gemara, Vamrav Zera, Amra Masta, Amra Shmuel, Akara Chaya, on a raw cucumber. The Kimcha de Sari, on a barley flour, Vivachina le Shakuni Bedvari. So what's the implication? My laugh, on barley you make a shakal. The Chiti, but in grain and Tvua, Bari Priyadoma. There you would make a Bari Priyadoma on wheat. So the Gemara loy. The Chiti nam Shakuni Bedvari. Even by Techitim, even by wheat, you make a shakal with vari. Ask the Gemara, if the halacha is even by wheat, you make a shakal, so why are you telling me the case of barley? Number one, it's not as frequent. Number two, it's not as much of a chiddush. Tell me even the bigger chiddush, that you have ground up wheat, l'shmin and the chiti. Tell me a chiddush that you have ground up wheat, you still make a shakel. The koshkin, the sari. And certainly by ground up barley. If I ground up wheat, which is pretty good and common, you're going to make a shakel. Certainly that'll be the halacha by ground up barley. Answers the Gemara, no. Yashmir and the chiti, if I only taught you the halacha of ground up wheat, have a minahani mili the chiti. Dafka by ground up wheat, you make a shakel. Av the sari, by ground up barley, lo liver chaler klal. You shouldn't make any bracha. Kamashmir, no, you do make a shakel. Ask the Gemara, how could you have a havamina not to make a bracha? Umigarmi melech v'zomis. Is ground up barley worse than salt or brine? The Tanan that the Mishnah says we'll learn. Ala melech v'lazomis. Oy meshakel nivadvari. On salt and a brine you make a shakel nivadvari. Answer the Gemara, itzrich. No, we do need to say it. That even though by salt to make a bracha, I would think that by ground up barley you don't. Why? Sagadat chamina. Melech v'zomis. Ovid inish to shamli pume. Sometimes a person will put some salt into his mouth. Aval kimcha desari, ground up barley, hoil v'koshla kukiyani, since it brings, Rashi says, stomach worms, loy liver chalek klal, you should make a bracha, kamash mulan, kim des lehen nomine, since you have a noah boy bruchi. So the Yad David asked the obvious question. Before we said that on Shem and Zayas you don't make a bracha because it's mazik. And here we're saying that on ground up barley, you do make a bracha, even though it gives you stomach worms. So the Yad David says the difference. Shem and Zayas is not a food at all. And it's just a mazik. It's not a food. So therefore, you don't make a bracha. Here, kamchi desari is a food. And it works well with what we said before. Shemen zayis is not a food. You don't make a bracha. This is a food item. It just will give you a stomachache. But it doesn't make it not a food. And that's why, as soon as it's a food, you make a bracha. Kaira. Kaira is hearts of palm. That means you Rav Amar Bari Pri Adama. Rav Yehuda says you make a bar Pri Adama. V'shmul am shakli b'dvari, you make a shakli b'dvari. Rav Yehuda am a bar Pri Adama. Perihu, it grows out of the tree. Why do you make a bar Pri Adama, not a bar Pri Eitz? Because it's not the main fruit. Since it's not the main fruit, you don't make a Eitz, but you do make a Adama. V'shmul am shakli b'dvari. Why only a shakl? Hoil v'soifel hakshes. Since it's going to get hard, if you let it out, it gets hard, and then it's inedible, so you only make a shakl. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shirana. Shmuel called Rav Yehuda Shinan for one of two reasons. Either because he was very sharp, or Shinan because he had teeth that were sharp. Kavasach Mastabra. Like what you said makes sense. Dotsnoi. We find radishes, which also are soifla hakshas. If you leave them out, they'll get hard. And still, Mavachin only bar priyadam, which is the aloha. On a radish, you make a bar priyadofa. Answer the Gemara, you can't compare radish to hearts of palm. Vlohi. The comparison is bad. Tznoin, not the inshiadata, the pugla. When somebody plants radishes, he has a mind to eat the radish, even though that he knows it's going to get hard. Dikla, however, when somebody plants a palm tree, loy not the inshiadata, the kuru. He doesn't plant it with a mind to eat the hearts and palm. Ask the Gemara, loy not the inshiadata, the hachalem v'chinalei. So now you're saying that if that wasn't your intention, you don't make the bracha. So there's something called capers. We have to speak about capers. We're going to speak a lot for the next Amud about capers. Capers have four parts to them. There are the avionis, which is the actual caper fruit. You have the kafrisim, which is the husk around the caper. You have the alin, which are the leaves. And you have ta'anim, they're like little dates that grow around them. Says the Gemara. Very tzlaf, capers. The nati inchi adata the parcha. People plant them to eat the fruit. V'tanan, amine natsper by capers, ala alin, on the leaves, ala tamaris, on the dates, ame bari pri adoma, vela vyoinis, vela kafrisin, on the fruit and on the husk, ame bari pri eitz. So you see, even though you're planting it for the fruit, not for the husk, you still make a bari pri eitz on the husk. Ame rav nachman, it's like tzlaf natsi adata the shusa. When somebody plants capers, he wants all of the produce. Dikla not the inchadak the kura. When somebody plants a palm tree, he doesn't have in mind the hearts of palm at all. Says the Gemara, Avgav the Tasa Shmuel Rav Yehuda, even though Shmuel said that Rav Yehuda, he praised Rav Yehuda, Hilchsakava said to Shmuel that you make a bari priya, that you make a shahakal. On Rav Yehuda Marav. There is a halacha we spoke about yesterday of Orla, that anything grows for the first 3 years is awesome. So now we have to know what is the fruit by the caper, because Arla only applies to fruit that should be also for the first 3 years. So Yehuda Rav says, Slav shel Arla, the caper itself, b'chutz la'aretz, in chutz la'aretz, zarikas of yoinus, you can't eat the fruit, v'aychas kefrisin, but there's no problem of Arla on the husk. Ask the Gemara, still a member. What are we essentially saying? The avyoin is peri. The caper itself is considered a peri. The kafris and la peri. But the husk is not a peri. Ask the Gemara of Ramini. We just learned the Braisa. Amini netzpo al alva tomorrow's on the leaves and on the dates. I'm a bar priya doma. Vel avyoinus vel kafris my priya eats. So you see that the kafrisin is not is considered the fruit. Why? Because you make a bar priya eats on it. So why isn't it? Requiring Ola, answers the Gemara. Who damk Rabbi Kiva? This Tan is going to agree with like with Kiva. That Nan, Rabbi Lez Oim Mitzlaf Misaser. When you're taking off Meiser from capers, you have to take it off from the tamaras, from the dates, from the avyonis, from the fruit, from the kafris, and from the husks. Rabbi Kiva says Ein Misas El Avyonis Vavad. You only have to take off from the fruit itself of Neshua Peri. It's only the fruit. So obviously Rabbi Kiva holds that only the caper itself is the fruit, and that's why you only make an eighth on the caper or nothing else. Ask the Gemara, if that's what this Tana meant to say, so name Aloch Rabbi Kiva. He should have just said, simple, the Aloch Rabbi Kiva. Answers the Gemara, Iyam Aloch Rabbi Kiva, if we would have said Aloch Rabbi Kiva, have a min afil ba'aretz. I would say, even at the straw, we're going to agree with Rabbi Kiva, that only the caper itself is subject to Orla, and only the caper itself is subject to Maisa. Kamash Malan, a new halacha. Kol HaMekel ba'aretz, as far as Hilchas Orla are concerned, the most lenient opinion we find in Eretz Yisrael, Halach Kamaisa B'chutz La'aretz. We won't necessarily follow that lenient opinion in Eretz Yisrael, but we will follow that lenient opinion in Chutz La'aretz. Abba Aretz, Loi. In Eretz Yisrael, we won't follow that opinion. So ask the Gemara, if that's what you meant to say, say that. V'neima, Halach Kamaisa B'chutz La'aretz, say that Halach Kamaisa B'chutz La'aretz. Why? Because the call I make Abba Aretz, Halach Kamaisa B'chutz La'aretz. The Halach is like that person in Chutz La'aretz. Answers the Gemara. If that's what the Brice would have said, have a Mina, Hani Mili, where do we follow Rabbi Kiva's lenient opinion? Gabe Maisa, Elot. Taking off Maisa from a fruit. The Be'oritz Gufin, at the Yisrael itself, the obligation to take off Maisa is only Midrabonim. Because Rashi says the only time you have a Chiv to take Maisa Midraisa is by dog and tirish v'yitzer, grape, oil, and barley. Ava Gabe Orla. But by Orla, the Be'aretz Midaraisin, at the straw, all fruits are subject to Arla. Eima B'chutz La'aretz Nami Nugzer, that in Chutz La'aretz we should also make a decree not to that we should be machmer in all fruits, K'mashmon, that even by Arla we'll make in Chutz La'aretz, because we always go after Mekel in Chutz La'aretz. Says the Gemara, Ravina Ashkechel Mab Ravashi. Ravina met Ravashi, the Kazarik of Yoinis, that he threw away the caper itself in Arla, the Ka'achal Kafrisim, and he ate the husk of Arla from Chutz La'aretz. Amalei, my datach, why are you doing this? Because Rabbi Kiva, you agree with Rabbi Kiva that only the caper itself is the fruit, nothing else. And who's a maker? Ask the Gemara, if we're always looking for the most kuldig opinion, so we have even more kuldig opinion. We have Beis Shammai, V'leva Maka Beis Shammai, the Mekil Tfei. There is a halacha of klein. What does klein mean? You're not allowed to plant vegetables in a place where trees are growing. That's not. So now the shaila is, are you allowed to plant a caper, it's called a caper bush, in a place that trees are growing? Slav, b'shamayim kloyim b'kerim, you have to be machmer and considered kloyim in a place that trees are growing and not planted there. Or b'shalam and kloyim b'kerim, it's not kloyim because it's a tree. So it's not kloyim. However, elav elam moedim, shechayam ba'arla. The capers are subject to arla. So ask the Gemara, in b'shamayim we have a contradiction. Hagu fakasha. Amrit slav b'shamay amrit klein b'karim. The b'shamay holds that the caper is considered a climb in a place that trees grow. Why? Alma min yeriku. It's considered a vegetable. That's why it's climb. V'hadatani elav elam modim shechayam b'arla. The caper is a subject to arla. So alma min ilahu. So what is it? A fruit or a vegetable? Answer the Gemara holakasha. B'shamay svukim esapkle. B'shamay has a suffix. Is it a vegetable or is it a fruit? Vav the hachal chumra v'hachal chumra. He always goes l'chumra. When it's a chumra to say a vegetable, he says it's a vegetable. When it's a chumra to say it's a fruit, he says a fruit. And that's not considered, as the Gemara says, that somebody always goes l'chumra is a fool, because it's not that he's doing it because he just wants to pick chumras. He has a genuine suffix. However, according to Beis Shammai, there's a possibility that capers are only a vegetable. And we're saying that in Chutz La'aretz, we always follow the most lenient opinion. So, Mekam Makim Le'Beis Shammai, have a Sofik Orla. It's a Sofik if it's subject to Orla. But it's not. Suffolk Arla, if there's a Suffolk, if there's a Chiv in Arla, Be'eretz Yisrael, in Israel, it's also Syria, which is Aram Tzav Syria, which is close to Israel, so has like a quasi status. Not Israel, not Chutz Laretz, it's Mutter. But the Chutz Laretz were even more Mako on Arla. Yoyer Lekeach, he could even go buy fruit by a farmer, or Vachla, you're going to like it, as long as you don't seem explicitly taking Arla fruit. Anything else is mutton. That's why we're allowed to buy any fruit in the store. It's generally not going to be oral anyway, but it's called oral and chutz laretz, and you can be mekel. So the bottom line is, if you can be mekel in oral and chutz laretz, and Beis Shammai says that oral may be, that capers may be a vegetable, so you shouldn't even have to worry about the caper fruit itself, answers the Gemara. Rabbi Lekiva, Makar Rabbi Lezer, Vidin Kavosei. When we have Makhlaks, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer, even if we're passing Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Kiva's position is a legitimate position. However, Beis Shammai Beis Makom Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. Beis Shammai's position versus Beis Hillel is not considered a position at all. So the Mefarshim say, we learn in Pirkei Avos, Kol Machlokes Shishem Shemayim, any Machlokes that L'shem Shemayim Soif L'skayim will have a Kiyum. And what is the example? Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Here we're saying that Beis Shammai is nothing in the place of Beis Hillel. So Mefarshim say, it's not that Soif L'skayim means that their Shita will remain. Soif L'skayim means we look at their attitude. Their attitude wasn't Machlokes. The attitude was to come to the truth. That type of Machlokes, no matter what the results are a good Machlokes. Ask the Gemara, good. So we're saying that we're going to go with Rabbi Kiva, and the husk, the protector, is not considered the fruit. But ask the Gemara, V'tepele the Nasa Shemel Peri, the husk is a protect on the prey. For Rachmanam, it says in the Pasuk, V'raltem arlosa es periyai. So it says an extra word S. What do I learn from that? S a tafla periyai. That Arla applies to the part that's subordinate to the fruit. Umayniu, Shemel Peri. So why shouldn't the husk be subject to Arla because it's a Shemel to the Peri? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava. Heich Amri the Nasa Shem L'Pri. When do we say something is considered Shem L'Pri? Heich the Isa Bein B'Talosh Bein B'Chubur. Where the protector is there, both when it's on the fruit, when it's connected to the tree, and when it's disconnected. Hacha, the husk falls off before you take it off. B'Chubur Isa B'Talosh Lasa. Eis Ve'Abayi, if Abayi asks, there's a Mishnah Masechta Uktzin. Pit Mishal Oral, remind, the top, like that crown on top of a pomegranate, mitzarefis. The aloch is that you have to have the shear of a beya to transmit tuma. So if you have a pomegranate and you want to see if you have a size of a gebeya, you include the pitma. The netshala, but the protector around the pitim, ain't mitzarf. Midakama ha netshala, ain't mitzarf. Since we say that the nets is not included when you want to see if it has gebeya, ama blavachos. Obviously, the nets is not considered a food. Yet, v'tanim gaba arla, klipi rimon, the peel of a pomegranate, the netchloi, and that protector around that peel, klipi agoizin, the peels of nuts, v'agurinim, and the seeds, chayom ba'arla. So you see that arla does apply to it. So what are you telling me? It's not part of the fruit. It obviously is part of the fruit. Elam arova. Heich amrina nasa shem l'peri. When is something considered shem to the peri? Heich the isa b'shask ma'peri. That it's still there when the fruit ripens. High kafris, but the husk of a caper lays the b'shask ma'peri. It's not there when the fruit ripens. Ask the Gemara. Eini. Is that so? V'am rav nachman am rav avua. Hani maschli the arla. The fruit that's very small, but it's arla fruit. Asri. They're still usher as for Arla. Why? Hoyle v'nasa shem l'peri, but since they're considered a shem l'peri. Now, the shem l'peri emes hava, when is this shem existing? The kufra, when it's still very small, before it's ripe. Yeah. And still, the kakarale shem l'peri, it's being called a shem l'peri. I rather said that something that's not there when it ripens is not considered a shem l'peri. Answers the Gemara, Rav Nachman Tzavak Rav Yossi. You can't ask me a question for Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman agrees with Rav Yossi. That Nan, Yossi Omer, smother, very small grapes, are also for Arla B'nei Shaperi. They're already considered a fruit. So according to Rav Yossi, a very small fruit, an unripened fruit, is considered a fruit. But, Oplig Rabbanon, the Rabbanon disagree, the Rabbanon consider a fruit that's not ripened, not a fruit. And that's why the shomer of that, if it's not there when the fruit ripens, is not considered a shomer. Ask the Gemara. Maskel arasim min adoy. Ubishar Ilonimi Pligi Rabban Ale. We're saying that as a machlokes Rabbi Yosi Rabban by all fruits. The Rabbi Yosi considers all fruits when they're small, not a fruit, and the Rabban don't consider it a fruit. Vatnan. There's a Mishnah Masech Teshvius. Me'ayim Masein Koytzin Salonis B'Shvius. From when are you not allowed to cut a fruit tree in Shemitah? So Tosfos explains the Gemara as follows. The Torah says, Lo Sashchus as Eitzoi. You're not allowed to cut a fruit tree. And that's the halacha. You're not allowed to cut a fruit tree. However, under certain circumstances, even though it's a fruit tree, you may cut it. What are the circumstances? Let's say the fruit tree is producing very little fruit, less than a kava fruit per season. Or let's say you need the space where the tree is on to build a house. Again, these are not shilas that we're going to pass in here if you cut the fruit tree because it's sakana, but la halacha, you're allowed to cut the fruit tree under those circumstances. But in the Shemitah year, besides that problem, and here we're talking we don't have that problem, there's an issur to cut fruit tree because the fruit has to be left to be eaten. So the Mishnah Masechta Shemitah discusses, from when is it usur to cut fruit trees in the Shemitah year? From when is it considered that it's bearing fruit that you're not allowed to cut it? B'Shamay Amrim, Kol Ilanos M'Shiyatziu. B'Shamay says, any fruit tree, as soon as any fruit comes out, it's usur. Basil say no. Hachruvim, boxer, carob trees, mashir shishu, from the fruit looks like chains. Hagafanim, grape trees, mashiagru. We'll talk about this status miagru in a second. Vazesim, we'll see what miagru means in a second. Vazesim, mashinutsu, from when they start to blossom. Vishakalans, all other trees, mashiitsu, from when any size comes out. There, Basil agrees to Reshamayim. Vam Ravasi says, Hu boiser, hu gerua, hu pelalovin. The size of boiser is the same as gerua, which is the size, which is a pelalovin, which is a white bean. So Gemara just stops immediately. Pelalovin salkadaitach. We're talking. What are you talking about? Beans. We're talking about grapes. El ema shots like this. Shiuroi kepelalovin. That when is the grape considered a grape according to Beis Hillel? When it's the size of a white bean. Now, we're learning this the way Rav Asi is learning, that boiser is a larger shear than smother. Smother is smaller. Boiser has to be the size of a white bean. So if this Mishnah says that a grape tree, the grapes are only considered grapes when they're this size, who obviously is the Tan of this Mishnah? Rabbanan. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, it's already a fruit when it's a smaller size, when it's smother. And yet, what does this Mishnah say? That by all other fruits, besides grape, it's considered a fruit as soon as Mishir Tzu, when it's very small. So what are you telling me, asked the Gemara? What are you, Rava, saying? That it's only considered a fruit when it's of size, when it ripens. From this Mishnah, it says, Beferish, that the Rabbanan, because this Mishnah is going according to Rabbanan, considered a fruit, Mishir Tzu, as soon as it starts growing. Explains the Gemara inside. Man Shaman, like the Oimer Boiser in, that a grape is only considered a grape. From when it's the size of a boiser, smaller loy, not when it's smaller, to rabbanon, v'ktani. And yet, what does this Mishnah say? Shal kolaronis mishiyatziu. All other trees are considered fruit for arla as soon as it comes out, not when it ripens. So we're back to our question: why is the husk not subject to arla? It's a protector of a fruit, even though the fruit is very small. We're saying that a small fruit, to rabbanon, agree not by grapes is a fruit. When is it something considered a shomer? If you remove it, mayis peri, the peri will die. Hacha, however, by caper, if you take off the husk, lo mayis peri. And says the Gemara, have of the they experimented. The shaklula nets the Ramona, they took off the protector around the pomegranate. The yavshimana, the Ramona, the pomegranate dried up. However, v'shakul aparach the bedusa, they took off the protect the husk of a caper, the kind of petisa. So you see, the protector is not essential, and if it's not essential, it's not considered shayim v'leperi. So let's just talk a few things halach l'maisa. First of all, Tosfos says, since we see that klipe egoizim v'agarinim, the klipe of the walnuts and the seeds are chayavim ba'arla. So Tosfos says, obviously, garinin are considered part of the fruit, and when you have a fruit that has edible pits, edible seeds, you would have to make a bar priyats. Or if it's an adama, you have to make a bar priyadama. Like, example, the pits of a cucumber. Everybody eats the pits of cucumber, so you would have to make a Bari Priya Adama. If you were just eating cucumber pits, I don't know if there's such a Michael, but if you were eating cucumber pits, you would have to make a Bari Priya Adama. That is another Shaila. A Shaimala Peri, the Gemara is saying, also from Orla, has a din like a Peri. So of course, what's a Shaimala Peri? The Pleel. So of course, a peel of like an apple, a peel of a pear, which are totally edible. If somebody's eating apple peels, he has to make a Bari Priya Eitz. What's going to be the halacha on an orange peel? An orange peel for itself is not really edible, but you could turn it into a candy. They put into sugar, into all sorts of candies, and now it's a food. So is it a shaymala peri that we're saying now has a din like a peri, and a peri you have to make a Bari Priya Eitz? Or we say it's not an edible item, and it's only a candy, and you don't only make a shahakal. It's a very shver shayla. From our Gemara, it seems to say it's a fruit. Other Rishonim want to say you don't always bring a raya from Orla to Brachas. And even though for Orla it's considered a peri, it may not be considered a peri for Bracha. The best thing is to eat something that is a eitz and something that's shahakal, and then have that in mind. Pilpul, pepper. So here we're talking about, oh, one more thing, halach l'maisa. Here we see that grapes are only considered grapes, according to Rabbanan, with the size of a pulalofen, the size of a white bean. So what's going to be if you have very small grapes? They have these very small grapes. So if that's the way they're made to be, they're ripe. Some grapes are made that they should be ripe when they're very small. So certainly you make a hoetz. But let's say you have a vineyard in your backyard and you have very small grapes and they're not ripe. You would not make a Bari Priya Eitz, you only make a shackle on them. Says the Gemara, pilpili, this is pepper. This is not pepper the vegetable, it's pepper the spice. Rav Sheshi says you shackle. Rav Sheshi says you make a shackle on it. Rav amalaklum, you don't make any bracha on it. Why? Because all the Rav tamei, Dama Rav, kas pilpili b'yom kippuri, if somebody chewed a pepper on Yom Kippur, potter. It's not considered eating. Kas sangbili, if somebody chewed ginger b'yom kippuri, potter. So it's not considered a food. So if it's not considered a food, you're not mechuyev in Yom Kippur, and obviously you only make no bracha. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Hayre mei omer. It says in the pasuk, v'netatem eitz piryoi, you'll plant eitz a fruit tree, v'raltem esrosso eitz piryoi, and you'll have the din of Orla, which we've been talking all day. Any day eitz machel hu. What does it say eitz machel? El matam lem eitz machel. Lahavi, to tell us that Orla applies to eitz shetam eitz oi piryoi shava, that the taste of the tree, of the bark, and the fruit are the same. Vez is that what tree has that characteristic? Hapilpul, the pepper tree. Lamdecha, shapilpul and chayovim ba'orla. So we learn from here that pilpulin are subject to Orla. Lamdecha she'en eretz yisrael chaser klum. Nothing is missing in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, eretz shlois b'meskenes tarcha b'alechem, lois sechse kalba. But you see that pilpulin is considered a fruit. Why do you see it's considered a fruit? You chayiv Orla on it. And not only that, the Torah is mishabeach. This is what makes Israel great. So why are you telling me the pilpulin, you don't make a bracha, you don't make a Yom Kippur?
What's the connection between Eretz Yisrael and the pepper?
Because there's Orla in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Orla.
No, but I'm saying, why is it Eretz Yisrael chaser
bob? Because we want to say the miles of Eretz Yisrael.
It's prevalent to have pilpulin.
Not because it's prevalent, just want to say that you have this. Like kasha, habri tivas, habri yveshta. Moist pepper is fine. Dry pepper is a problem. Amle Rabbanu Lameima. We said, Kas sangvili b'yom tikkapur, if somebody chewed ginger on Yom Kippur, potter. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rava, hi himlasa. Himlasa is a food that's made out of ginger. Da'asim b'y hindoi, they came from hindoi. The machloik is of b'y hindoi, is Ethiopia or India. Sharia, it's allowed to be eaten. There's no problem of bishul akam. Why is there no problem of bishul akam? Because halacha is that something that can be eaten raw, there's no problem of bishul akam. And this is something that we say can be eaten raw. So you say that you can eat ginger raw, that's our question. But there's one more shaila the Mordechai asks. Why isn't there a problem that if you bring it from those countries, from Goyim, that they cooked them in their kalim? And their kalim are not kosher. So he answers two answers. One is that they used to have designated kalim for this food. Another answer is that stam kalim en b'nei yoyimin. We can normally assume that a keli wasn't used for the last 24 hours. So if it even has any tam of something not kosher in it, it's already pogum and it doesn't ask for the food. But you see that they. Right. We wouldn't put OU on that basis. Right. But the question, a mavarchan lai b'ri priya adama, you make a b'ri priya adama. But what do we have? We have a question here. Here you see that they did eat zang pepper, ginger, and so they're not the same terrors. Like hasha, habri tivas abi veshta. Moist is edible, dry is not. Nugamar, chavetz kadeira. Chavetz kadeira is some sort of a porridge that they made out of ground wheat and honey and sugar. V'chein daisa. Daisa is what we would call, I guess, farina. Rav Yudai m'shakal nevetvara, you make a shakal nevetvara on it. Rav Kahana m'bar mina mezoinus. You make a mezoinus. Says the Gemara. But daisa grade, somebody's eating farina, oatmeal. Kol am leplik the bar mina mezoinus. You have to make a mezoinus. Keep ligi b'daisa ein chavetz kadeira. The question is, when you have it, that it has the same characteristics of chavetz kadeira, that has all the sugar and honey in it. Rabbi Yehuda mashakel. Rabbi Yehuda says you make a shakel. Why? The main thing here is the honey, and since the main thing here is the honey, you make a shakel. Rav Kahana Abayim in his honest. Why? Sava smidi ikar. That the main thing here is the flour. Amr Rav Yosef, kavaseid Rav Huna mistabra. The halacha is like Rav Huna. The Rav Shmuel Amr Tavayu. Kosh yesh b'mechamishes minim. Any food that has in it one of the chamishes minim, one of the five grains, v'vachem abayim in his honest. Says Tosfos, this is very much halach l'maaseh, but we're going to talk about this a lot more tomorrow. Any food that has in it chamesh aminim, that the chamesh aminim in there as an ingredient, even though it's not derived, you make a bari bina mezonis. However, Tosfos says if the food, the chamesh aminim are only there ledabik, it's only there as a binder, as a thickener, as a binder.
Licorice.
What do you call it? You would only make. You won't have to make a bari mina mezonis. The classical example is licorice. Licorice has flour in it, but the flour is only there as a thickener, and that's why we make a shahakal. And even though how do you know if something's ladabik, is a thickener, or something is a tam? You have to see what would be if you didn't have it in it. Would it still be considered this type of food? You could have like licorice without flour. It's only there to enhance, to make it better, easier to make. Also, you have to know how much flour there is. That's the halacha bar mitzvah, but we'll talk about it more tomorrow.